Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory, the biggest pay-per-view of the year for that company, comes up tomorrow night. You can still order it on pay-per-view. One of the big matches in that on that card involves our guest at this time. He's joining us from the gym where he's training for his big match tomorrow night against EC3 at an undisclosed location, nonetheless. Former NFL offensive lineman Quinn Ojanaka, now known professionally in the wrestling world as Moose. Moose, what's up, big man? What are you training today? We got arms, chest, shoulders. What we got going on?
A little bit of everything, man. It was last final preparation, so I got to do everything just a little bit. I have my routine, but today, just to answer your question, just a little bit of everything.
Little total body work. Well, how excited are you for Bound for Glory and your big match with EC3 tomorrow night?
I mean, it's just another day in the office for me. I'm sure the fans are very excited because it's the biggest pay-per-view of the year. But, I mean, for me, I think it's just business as usual, just another day in the office. You never want to get too overhyped and too down. You kind of want to stay in that same pace, you know. So that's how I'm looking at this match. I guess football has taught me that you never get too excited, you never get too dull for a moment. You just stay according to how your training has been, and I mean, and it'll be all just okay.
Well, Moose, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, you don't lack for confidence. You've labeled yourself as a wrestling god, the best wrestler in the world. You claim to be the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Of course, the name of the company now is Impact Wrestling. A lot of people think you just found a belt, picked it up, and called yourself the champion. What do you say to all the critics out there that say that you're not really a champion and that EC3 is going to expose that tomorrow night?
I like going to – I've been doing my little research on social media and whatnot, and it seems like I'm the big underdog. And you know what? Sometimes it's okay being an underdog. I feel like this pay-per-view I have a lot to prove because I haven't been – I feel like this is the first time I've gone into a match being the underdog. So it's another historic moment where I reign supreme as an underdog and shut all those – haters, I guess you call them, that say, or trollers that say that I'm not a real world champion. So what are they going to say now when I beat what some might say the greatest TNA champion of all time in EC3?
We're talking with Impact Wrestling superstar Moose, Bound for Glory, tomorrow night on pay-per-view. I will be in the building. I'm looking forward to that. We've talked before, Moose, and you told me how much fun professional wrestling is. Compare it to your days in the NFL. You played for the Atlanta Falcons, New England Patriots, St. Louis Rams, the Colts, had another stint with the Rams as an offensive lineman. You've been in the trenches. You've been in the wars. Compare that in the NFL world to the pro wrestling world.
I mean, it's definitely different, but I keep the same attitude. Even though I didn't like football, I still trained and tried to be the best at it. But, I mean, everybody could see that I there wasn't no passion in it for me. But my pride wouldn't let me not try to be the best. But now that I'm in a sport like wrestling where I actually love, like, it's even better. And like I said, I mean, like you said, I don't like confident. I'm very confident in myself. And I can't wait for tomorrow to prove all the haters wrong that doubted me being a wrestling god.
I love that. Moose is our guest from Impact Wrestling. What's your experience been at Impact Wrestling? I know you're at Ring of Honor for a while, and it seems like you've really found a home at Impact Wrestling.
Impact and Wrestling. I remember when I first came to the company, I thought it was a big mistake that I made, but now it's looking like it was the best decision I ever made in my career. And I consider Impact Wrestling home, and I can't wait for what the future holds.
Now, of course, one of the main events is your match against EC3 at an undisclosed location, and EC3 has kind of played some mind games with you over the last several months. Has that gotten under your skin at all? Do you think that will deter your focus at all when you go up against them tomorrow night?
Like I told people, I was like, if EC3 is as good as he is mind games, then I'm probably in trouble. But I don't think the fighting part of this whole think is his forte. I think that's my forte. So when we get to wherever that undisclosed location, which I will be finding out later on today, there's no mind game to play. It's going to be mano a mano, just like it was in the bridge. And the better athlete, the better fighter, the better talent is going to win. And we all know that's me. So.
Yeah, you mentioned about athletics. Obviously, you train extremely hard. I mean, you're a big man, Moose. I mean, you're a huge guy. But you do some things in the rings most guys your size aren't able to do. I mean, how much do you rely on your athleticism when you're competing in the ring?
Not anymore. I've been there. I've done that. I've shown the world that I can do certain things that nobody else can do. And right now, I try to wrestle and work smarter, you know, putting damage and inflicting damage on my opponent without doing much. And, I think EC3 is a great competitor, so I think I'm probably going to have to do a little bit more tomorrow. I know who I'm dealing with a former champion, so. But at the end of the day, I still think I'm a wrestling guy, and he's a false fighter.
Wow. Well, it's going to be a great match. It's going to be a great pay-per-view. Like I said, I'll be in the building. Rumor has it I may be a part of the pre-show on Access TV, which I'm looking forward to. And I had the pleasure of meeting you back in the summer. I hope to see you again tomorrow night, wherever you end up for your undisclosed location. Good luck in your match against EC3. And for those that may not be familiar with Impact Wrestling, why should they buy this pay-per-view tomorrow night?
Impact Wrestling always puts the best pay-per-view card of all wrestling companies, and you get to see a wrestling guy perform.
Sounds good to me, my man. All right, I'll let you get back to training. Thanks so much for joining us, Moose, and again, good luck tomorrow night against EC3, okay?
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Moose. He sounds focused, doesn't he, Charlie?
I don't know how heavy the plates are that he's currently lifting.
He was moving some weights, you can tell.
That's the kind of location that a man trains for a fight. You can hear it in the background. Mm-hmm. You can hear it in his voice. Mm-hmm. And you can hear the seriousness of the event. I'll go ahead and say the magnitude of it all is coming down on EC3 pretty quickly this weekend. So, JB, I'm excited to find out what you're going to do. You've been teasing me and everybody else for weeks now about maybe being some secret location, maybe doing some secret things. I don't know what it is, man, but I'm excited for Bound for Glory. I'm going to be watching. Moose, EY, Deonna Purrazzo. Yep. We've talked some great superstars.
Deonna Purrazzo against Kylie Rae for the Knockouts Championship. It's going to be a great match.
It's a strong card.
I'm a big
fan
of both ladies.
It's a strong card, and when you put Bound for Glory in front of it, you know how serious that everyone involved is going to take it. That is a very important show in the history of that company, and I'm very much looking forward to tuning in and seeing what all unfolds because man, listen, in the last few months, nobody in the wrestling world has more momentum than Impact Wrestling. And I look forward to seeing how that continues this weekend and what the fallout is. And JB, of course, Monday morning, we'll be here to review, go over it, and maybe we'll even call Moose for a little reaction to see post-fight how he did.
Maybe we can catch
him at the gym because I'm sure that's where he's going to be.
Yeah, definitely. So make sure you tune in an hour before the pay-per-view starts on Access TV. If you have it, that's all I'm going to say. We'll take another break and close out the show and the week. Stay with us.